I don't know about the rest of you all, but I feel like I have been doing way too much introspection this year. Like an unhealthy amount of introspection this year. And while a certain amount can be helpful, too much is crippling. And I feel like this podcast has kind of just turned into navel gazing hour with Charlie, and that's not what I want it to be. So, on today's Fiction Friday, I'm going to kind of lay out some plans that hopefully I can stick to for what we can do differently going forward.
Can you hear me? I have something to say.
Hello everyone, how are you doing today? My name is Charlie. You might know me better as sci-fi fantasy writer C.E. Dorset. And yeah, I want to make a change. I want to make a lot of changes. A lot of things need to change. One is hopefully my voice, which I've been doing my vocal exercises again, if you can't tell. And I am much more excited and happy with the way things are sounding. But of course, in doing all this, I have overtaxed the muscles in my throat, and they are very sore. So, hopefully, everything works fine and my voice does not crap out on me. So, that's number one. Number two, I am tired of the navel gazing. Oh, goodness. Because it feels like all I do everywhere, all the time, 100% of the time, is just sit down and go, am I doing the right thing? Is this right? Is that right? And I feel like I've turned into Pat from Saturday Night Live, and that is a character that I never wanted to be. I mean, granted, they are a non-binary superhero in that nobody can tell exactly what they are. And I say what because that's the language that they used back then, because, you know, tenderness was not a quality of the 90s. But yeah, I'm definitely wanting to do a lot of different things. And it all started when I started thinking about the YouTube channel. And so this is kind of going to be my place for venting all of this. So I'm sorry, buckle in. We're going for a ride. Because Fiction Friday is the day that I talk about my writing and what I've been doing and what I'm working on. And with everything that's been going on, I have a lot of different irons in the fire. I have a lot of different stories going, and I'm really happy with quite a few of them. But I started thinking to myself, you know, self, you don't really have a plan for what is going to be happening with all of this. How are you going to be doing the editing? How are you going to be doing the publishing, the marketing, and all of that stuff that you need to be doing? And I just went, I don't know. Because I don't, and I didn't, and I think I do now, and that's only part of what this is about. The second thing that I started realizing is that the videos that I was doing on YouTube, other than the regular updates on, like, hey, how am I doing? My vlog audio thingies, they've been basically reaction videos where somebody will say something in the community, and I just kind of go, rawr, and make a video. I don't call people out. But I do speak my mind. And that is not a place that I want to be coming from. I don't want to be a reactionary. I don't want to be somebody who just sits back and reacts to the world. I want to be a proactive person putting my own thoughts and ideas out into the world because, oh, wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that a wonderful idea? Just, oh, couldn't that be a great thing to do? So I've kind of taken a hiatus from doing more than just the one video a week over on YouTube until I figure out what those are going to be. And I almost did a hiatus from this podcast because, with the exception of the World Building Wednesdays, which I feel like those are starting to slow down for me because I only have one, maybe two more episodes on magic systems. And I think I might give that series a break for a little bit. Don't know. We'll see. If you have questions, send them in so I can continue that series. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing with my content because I'm tired of being someone who just reacts to everyone else. Sure, yeah, technically, yes, reacting is content. It is. But, and this is where I start splitting hairs and becoming that horrible person, I don't like any of the titles for people like me. I don't like them, and I don't want any of them. I do not want to be an influencer. And I definitely don't want to be a content creator. Because that is the last thing that I want to be. Because I've kind of done that before in my life. And I feel myself heading back that way. And I don't want to go to there. So why do I take umbrage with this idea of just being a content creator? Well, as a content creator, the only thing that you are responsible for doing is making content. Content is an amorphous blob that can be anything. Literally anything. Technically, everything that I do is content. The live streams are content. The chat streams are content. The writing that I'm doing is content. The videos I'm making are content. The podcasts are content. When I do a little weird meme post, that's content. And it's all content. And there are many kinds of content out there, and some of which I enjoy and others I do not. But you know, you're in a special place in your head and in your career, in your life, when you're watching one topic and you find yourself almost envious of his format, because I would like to just open up Reddit and talk about what I see there. And I'm not saying that one topic doesn't do work. I'm not saying that at all. And I watched some of my friends the other day doing a stream where they're doing stuff in The Sims. And I think to myself, oh, that would be lovely. And that's where my problem comes in. Those are all content, yes. And I'm not judging anybody for making that kind of content. In fact, I would love to do that kind of content. I think it would be rather fun, actually, to just do a stream somewhere where we scroll through Reddit and just talk about the things that pop up, because I think that would be funny and entertaining and a lot of fun. But it's not adding value. You know, my funny hot takes and humorous quips, they're nice, they're wonderful, and I understand that so many of you like them, and I'm not saying that I'm taking them away. But at the same time, I don't feel that they are meaningful to me. And this is where the navel gazing really kicks in. You see, I want to be proud of the content that I'm putting out. I want to be really excited and happy about the content that I am putting out. And as a result of that, I find myself focusing on what would I want to do that would make me most happy. You know, not a bad question to be asking, to be sure. But I don't have a good answer to that. You see, Orla Hart, in her wonderful anthology, the 5 Minutes anthology that just came out, gave all of us this wonderful idea of, hey, why don't you make a video where you put a story out? And I enjoyed that. I loved that so much. To the point where I want to do more of that. And I played around at the beginning of season 4 of this podcast with doing more story-like content on here, and I really enjoyed it. The problem was it took way too long to make, and that's why I didn't keep doing it. I mean, the idea of it taking 8 to 12 hours to do one episode of this podcast, so that's 3 a week, that's 36 hours working just on this podcast. And that's not counting the YouTube channel or the live streams or the writing itself. And maybe I should be putting in that many hours directly into this podcast. Maybe that's just me not giving you all what you deserve. I don't know. But it was way too much effort for very little reward. I mean, the episodes did okay, but they didn't do phenomenally well. And since this is an ad-based medium, you know, it's hard to justify putting in that much work if it's not going to grow the audience. And yes, I probably should have done more than just the one, but, you know, I didn't get good feedback. In fact, I didn't get any feedback at all. And so that's why at the end of every episode, I always ask you, please let me know what you think, because I'm listening. And when I get feedback, I respond to it. This is one of the reasons why I enjoy doing the vlogs. Not because y'all compliment me, which, granted, I'm getting more used to, and yes, it does feel nice to have people stroke your ego and say nice things, but because I get more feedback on the audio vlogs than I do a lot of the other content that I make. Y'all tell me what you like, what you don't like, and I'm able to improve and do things better and actually feel like I'm improving my craft, because in a lot of ways, that is the whole purpose of this. If I'm going to practice a craft of making a podcast or making videos or writing stories, I want that interaction with the audience that helps me realize what I'm doing good, what I'm doing bad, and what I can improve. And then enter Orla Hart's anthology. It got so many comments. And yes, a lot of them were just like, blush-inducing, oh, wow, you said all these wonderful things about me content. But in the end, it was something that I really did not expect. Not from any of the people involved. Because I don't know how to take compliments, number one, but I also got a lot of interesting questions about the characters and the setting and the world from people. That's what I want. And so I'm kind of trying to figure out how I can put out more of that kind of video, that kind of story, whether or not I want them to be a simulcast on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. Right now, it's just up on the YouTube channel, but I'm thinking of doing a commentary episode where I take that story, I'll put it into the podcast, and then talk about it and talk about why certain things happened and how they happened the way they did. Maybe that's kind of what I want to know from you all. What do you want? Because I have dreams and ambitions, and a lot of them have to do with getting fiction out. And since I've been cranking out serials at the rate that I've been cranking them out, I find myself kind of wanting to shift this podcast over much more to being not only about the stories that I'm writing, but the stories themselves. Now, I don't want to lose touch with the outside world. I think dedicating the Monday episode to everything that's going on outside, from music to movies to entertainment, you know, television, books, and whatnot, I think that that's still a good idea, and I want to continue doing that. But that gives me two episodes a week on this podcast and the videos that I'm doing over on the YouTubes to create much more interesting things for you. And notice I'm really trying to avoid the word content. I could crank content out, but it would have no meaning. And without purpose and meaning, I don't get as much enjoyment out of making the content as I should. And I know it's kind of a selfish thing, but I'm trying to figure out how to hit this nice balance between doing things that I enjoy and doing things that y'all enjoy. And so the more I know about what y'all are enjoying, the better I can be at getting that done, about hitting those levels and hitting those notes just right. So, having said all of that, I'm trying to figure out how to do serials on this podcast. So basically, one episode a week would be dedicated to an audio story, and another episode would be dedicated to commentary and questions. I think that would be fun. I think that would be amazingly, wonderfully fun. And so that's the question. Is that something that y'all would like? Definitely let me know, because there's a good chance that I'm going to steamroll forward on this and actually work on it, no matter what y'all say, just because I want to see what that looks like in actual production. And I think that's really what this is going to come down to, is what does that actually look like? Can I sustain that? Because there's part of me that's kind of going to just continue on doing what I'm doing for a bit, because I feel like that's the moment when I need to really kind of sit down and do up a full content plan, get all of the story finished for the story that's coming out, get all of the audio recorded, and all of that. So, be thinking about this question, because it will come up. There will be a test later. The biggest issue that I'm having right now is figuring out the fine line between doing too much and doing too little. And when I say that, it's not so much just about what I'm doing, like how much work I can handle. It has a lot more to do with the workload that I'm offshoring on other people. Because, look, I understand not everybody's going to watch every hour of my really long live streams. I get that. That's perfectly fine. And I don't think that anybody is obligated to watch, listen, or read all of the content that I am putting out. But at the same time, I feel like I have a responsibility to figure out exactly where I fit in this entire thing. Because at a certain point, if I'm just throwing noise out into the system, is it making a difference? I mean, is it? I don't think a lot of content creators actually think about that. Because yeah, I could be writing all of those blog posts about, oh, did you hear the rumor about this and the rumor about that? Because rumor. And I stopped talking about the rumors because I didn't find them helpful. I didn't find them useful at all. They sometimes come true, they sometimes don't, and way too often they set up unnecessarily high expectations of works that the work itself never meant to go into or to answer or to solve, and thus nothing good came out of people even talking about the rumor. Is that something I want to be a part of? No. And so I've stopped doing a lot of the rumor talk. I feel like a lot of the content that I was doing on YouTube was just giving in to the culture of drama that is developing over in AuthorTube. Now, granted, last month, September, was amazing. We got together, we did good things together, and I felt like in some ways the drama went not necessarily away, but it was less prominent. It was less in the forefront. But I don't want to be that drama person. And while I felt like I was being constructive in, like, stop giving into the idea of gurus and don't get so tied up in this idea of how many words you're doing and the productivity game that's going on, I feel like all of those were good messages and I am proud of having done them. In a way, I was just feeding the beast. I was just giving in to the same forces, because now if you want to, they can make reactions to my reactions, and the argument just goes on. Council of Geeks just did a wonderful video about She Who Shall Not Be Named, titled She Is Our Monster, in which we talk, at least I discovered a lot of things that I've been thinking about for a while about whether or not calling someone a transphobe or a TERF is actually valid and necessary. Because when we apply labels to people, we're basically saying this is your identity rather than it is a condition that you've contracted. And I kind of like looking at bigotry, transphobia, homophobia, and racism more as a condition than as a state of being. And so I'm going to be thinking about that a lot in how I move forward with a lot of my own discussions about these issues. But I think this is true with any of the drama, big and small, that's going on. We are spending a lot of time individuating issues that are endemic to the system, and we need to be talking much more about the systems that we're going up against. But we also need to be thinking of especially some of the things that we want to get rid of, more as conditions that need to be eradicated than as states that people live in or identities that people have. Because the more we turn those negative things into an identity, the more people are likely to identify as that and thus become more hardened in their positions. Yeah, if you can't tell, I've been thinking about a lot of these issues for a really long time, and I don't have any firm solutions. And that's one of the things that I find most problematic about this entire experience, is that I don't really have an answer. I don't really have a, oh, fine, I'll do that then. I wish I did. Honestly, I really, really wish I did. Things would be a lot simpler if I could just be like, okay, and so from now on, I am just going to blah, 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 blah. But I don't think anything is quite that simple. I don't think any of these things are quite that simple. Yes, I want to get better at writing the stuff that I'm doing. I want to get better at telling the stories that I'm telling. I want to have more, I don't want to say control over what I am creating, because I already have control. I took control a while ago when I decided to just be strictly focused on independent production and not relying on any of the gatekeepers, the agents, the publishing houses, any of that for validation, for external validation. And so I don't want to like go back to that, and I don't want to become that for other people. But at the same time, I feel like I granted myself way too much freedom in that this is my podcast. I can do whatever I want. And I do. And I'm not going to stop doing that, but I think I didn't stop to ask myself, what would I be proudest of doing? What would I take the most pride in making this show and everything else that I do? And I've started doing that with my writing, and I feel like that's why my writing has really improved, and I feel like that's what has made my writing so much more fulfilling for me, because I can tell those stories and watch those stories come to life and really become a powerful thing that I can just have a big old smile on my face about every time I do it. So having said that, this is kind of my pre-announcement of the reboot. I don't know when the reboot is coming, and I don't know exactly what form it's going to take. And so I really want to get your opinions. I want you all to start weighing in. What do you want to see? What kind of content do you want to see coming from me? Because there's a lot of things that I can talk about. I think I have proven over the years I can opine on just about everything. But I'm tired of just having an opinion. Opinions are cheap. Like, everybody has them. Some of them are pretty and some of them are just obnoxious, and I don't want to be sorting through those anymore. I'm bored with all of that kind of content. And I want to get out of the rat race. I just want to start doing things that I find amazing. So there's probably going to be a lot more story content coming on this podcast in the future. And I'm going to get that all worked out. I'm going to find out what it is that I want to do. But that doesn't mean that I'm ignoring you, and I don't want any of you to feel like I'm leaving you behind in this. If there's a certain segment that I used to do or a type of episode that I've done that you all really, really like, now is the time to let me know. Because as I'm constructing my content schedules, because as always, in October, one of the big things I do is pre-record all of November so I can just focus on writing. So I'm about to start the process of pre-recording all of November. And if you would like a voice in that, speak up. Now is your time. I want all of this to be about community. I want all of this to be about us making something better with each other. That's what the Discord is for. That's what the community has always been about for me. And I don't want this to be dictates from on high, because that's not who I am, and it's not what I'm trying to do. So let me know what it is that you want. Let me know how you want to go forward from here. I'm going to be honest and level with you. A part of this is because of the Googlepocalypse that the podcast has had. I've lost about 600 daily listens since they did the weirdness with their podcast service. And I kept hoping that they would come back, and so far they haven't. And that's been very disheartening. That's been really disheartening for me. And so I feel like for like the fifth time in my life, I'm starting all over again. So I'm not looking for pity, and I'm not looking for anyone to be like, but you're doing great, because, you know, I'm doing fine. But, you know, seeing a large chunk of the audience just completely evaporate on me has not done wonders for my mental state. You know, just to be quite honest about it. So that's what started me down this path of really thinking about all of the things that I could, should, and might ought to be doing. And that's what got me to where I am now. And I think I have a plan. I probably rambled a bit too much because I don't want to make promises that I can't keep. So I was probably vaguer than I needed to be about some aspects of the plan. But, you know, I'm doing my best with it. So hopefully you understand where I'm going after listening to this and where I'm wanting to go. But I do really want to hear from you. I want this to be a collaborative project. I would like to start bringing interviews back. And so if there's anybody that you think I should interview, let me know. I would like to do some more deep dives into topics. I really, really like doing that. But I never know what topics y'all will find interesting, so let me know. That's what these end credits are all about. If you have any questions, comments, or topics that you would like discussed on the show, down in the show notes you'll find a link to the voice message system. Keep it short, keep it clean, so I can use it on the show. I would love to hear from you. I really would. If you'd rather hit me up on social media, I am C. Dorset on both Twitter and Instagram, and you can find links to everything that I do over at projectshadow.com. Alrighty, if you have a buck you can pass my way, down in the show notes you'll find a link to my Patreon, the listener support, and my coffee account for one-time donations. I am considering going up to Coffee Gold to start doing commissions, because that's something that you can do through there. Except for I saw that they only use PayPal, and I'm not a fan of PayPal, but I've been thinking about giving people the ability to commission either episodes of the podcast or stories or maybe even some artwork. I don't know. So let me know what you think about that, because I don't know. Let me know. Anywho, if you don't have it, thank you to everybody who does support me through those means. It really does mean the world to me. If you don't have any money right now or you don't feel like giving, that's perfectly all right. But if you know anybody you think would like any of the content that I make, please share it with them. It does help out a lot. Finding a way to be discovered in this industry is the hardest part. So thank you so much to everybody who does that. That's it. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel if you haven't already, and join the Discord. We have fun conversations over there. Alrighty. As always, remember, it's a nightmare hellscape out there that we really need to find our way out of. So, Black Lives Matter. They do. Black trans lives matter. Trans identities are valid, no matter what anyone might tell you. May you find the courage to ride your dreams into reality. And don't forget to have the fun. Bye.